This is our weekly chat with South Strand internists and Strand Urgent Care. This week, Dr. Vandergriff is talking about hurricane preparedness, especially thinking about prescriptions, and if you have controlled substances, think about those prescriptions early.
So you want to make sure that those are in your original bottles. Have any other supplies, if you're on oxygen, if you're on a CPAP, if you have to use a walker, a wheelchair, a cane, make sure you take all of those things with you. Make sure you plan ahead to find out, okay, where am I going to be staying? You know, if I'm at a shelter, are they able to handle my special equipment needs? You can get a letter from your doctor that says that you are on oxygen or you are on CPAP, and so that can be sent to your electric company so that they will try their best to make sure that your area gets power back sooner, or whatever the electric company does to accommodate patients that have these special equipment.
So let me ask you this question, though. I know we've been on trips before, and some people have forgotten their medications. It's really difficult to get those prescriptions filled. What would you need if you run out or you forgot a prescription and you're somewhere long away from home?
I think the biggest concern is your doctor's office going to be open? If it's like the case that's coming up in the next few days, if there's an evacuation, your doctor's offices are probably evacuating also. Mm-hmm. They're closed as well. If it's a place where you have a chain pharmacy, you can go to any of those pharmacies and they can look up your medications and they can say, here's what you have. If you have refills available, they can refill it for you. Or in a worst case scenario, you may have to go to some place like an urgent care and a hospital emergency room where you're staying in order to get those medicines if you're unable to get those sent in through your doctor's office.
Do you write emergency prescriptions, anything that might be a, here, have this with you just in case you run out? Is that something that happens at a doctor's office?
You know, we will sometimes, being a beach and a tourist location, we oftentimes will have patients come in and maybe they were visiting family and their trip got extended and they didn't bring enough medication with them for that trip. And so they'll be coming in here saying, oh, I need a couple of weeks of my blood pressure medicine or whatever medicine is that they are running out of. And so that's a common problem that we see. But I think the point of our conversation today is for your listeners to plan ahead. Don't go on a trip. Don't evacuate and have three pills left. We don't know when we're going to be able to come back in town if we do evacuate. Are you going to be needing medicines for more than just a few days? And if it looks like you're going to run out while you're gone, try to talk to the pharmacist and see, hey, can I go ahead and get this filled a few days early because I'm going to be out of town? And it does come into a little bit of problems if it's a controlled substance because the federal law says you can only get that medicine filled every 30 days or 90 days, whatever it may be.
So if you're on day number 85, you have to wait till day 90.
Correct.
Right.
They may not be able to fill it for you because of federal law when it's a controlled substance. Or the other case is your insurance company may not allow you to fill it early. And we see that just in the day-to-day where patients think they don't have any refills left, but the reality is they're trying to get the medicines filled two or three days too soon. And their insurance company is denying that coverage because it won't be paid until the day that it's due.
So now if I'm out of town and my prescriptions, my pills run out, but I have the original and I'm able to go to the same chain, let's say I get my prescriptions at CVS. If I go to a CVS somewhere in Oklahoma, they'd be able to look it up and say, yes, you are ready for a refill. Would that be how it works?
That is correct. As long as you have refills on file, they can refill that medicine at any pharmacy that is within network, no matter what city you're in. It's right in their system. They can look it up.
Now, what about the things you mentioned earlier, if somebody's on oxygen or they have other issues, any special precautions, any special planning that you might recommend?
The biggest problem with oxygen is with flying. you know, you have to, in the past, you had to use the airline's oxygen tank to get on the plane and have something set up at the destination to get to a tank of oxygen there. Now, those regulations may have been lessened because it's been a few years since I've reviewed those. But the point being is contact the airlines, see what their requirements are. Do you need any special letters from your doctor? Do you need any special upfront to get set up before you get there? Don't just show up at the airlines with an oxygen tank and thinking you can get on. So just, again, plan ahead before you leave.
Well, we're guessing most people would be driving in any case. And, of course, we certainly want to be cautious. The elderly, wheelchairs, walkers, things like that. That's the sort of thing we want to have well planned in advance, get them in the car. And we really don't know where people need to go. So just in terms of accommodations, you know, is it going to be safe for people that are in wheelchairs and things of that nature? It could be a little bit hairy.
Yeah, and these portable oxygen tanks, they're meant to be used around town. They're meant to be just for a couple of hours, 3 hours. And so those are things where you may talk to the oxygen company that's providing that. You know, how long is this tank going to be good for? I'm traveling, you know, I'm going to go to Georgia, I'm going to go to Tennessee, I'm going to be on the road for 6 hours. And is my oxygen tank going to be able to last that long? Because as we've seen in the past with other big hurricanes, going to Columbia, going to Charlotte, that may not be far enough.
That's right, especially the way this one looks. And so it's not like you can pop in and get your oxygen tank filled along the way. That would be a little bit scary, I think, for people in that situation.
Absolutely. That's why we have the conversation a week beforehand, so, you know, your listeners can call the oxygen company that's supplying that. Hey, this is what my plan is. Don't wait till the last minute, because they're not going to be able to help you then. Call today or tomorrow where they can make arrangements and they can give you directions on what you need to be thinking about, what you need to be doing with those special equipment.
Well, it is all absolutely valuable advice in terms of prescriptions and basically planning ahead. That's the word. And, of course, if your doctor is either Dr. Abba or Dr. Vandergrift and you have some questions about prescriptions and if you're going to leave town, please give a call, Strand Urgent Care or South Strand Urgent Care. Dr. Vandergrift, great advice, and let's hope none of it is going to impact us, and we shall chat with you hopefully in the next week or so.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Thanks so much.